AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration has asked six humanitarian groups to recommend which migrants should be allowed to stay in the U.S. rather than being rapidly expelled under federal pandemic-related powers. The move comes with record-setting numbers of people crossing the southern border and intensifying pressure to lift public health rules instituted during the coronavirus pandemic. Former Vice President Mike Pence, along with his former boss, are both sparking speculation about potential White House bids in 2024. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Mike Pence, at a New Hampshire GOP fundraising dinner, brought up the deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol, calling it a dark day in history.
President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day.
But on C-SPAN, Pence added he would always be proud of what they accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years. It comes at the same time Donald Trump, on a radio talk show, was urged to return to office. Trump said that he would make the host happy and was going to do what's right. The former president has a speech Saturday in North Carolina after months of claiming the November election results could be overturned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee is set to question former White House counsel Don McGahn today. House Democrats originally sought his testimony 2 years ago as part of investigations into former President Trump. The session will be behind closed doors, and McGahn will only be questioned about information attributed to him in publicly available portions of Robert Mueller's report on the investigation into Trump campaign ties to Russia. President Biden has issued an executive order making 59 Chinese companies off-limits to U.S. investors. It focuses on Chinese defense and surveillance technology firms. This is AP News. The Nuggets advance in the NBA playoffs. Correspondent Jim Bernard.
The Denver Nuggets advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a 126-115 victory over the Portland Trailblazers. Nikola Jokic led the Nuggets with 36 points, while reserve Monte Morris had another good game off the bench with 22 points and 9 assists as the Nuggets rallied from a 14-point second-half deficit to take the series 4-2.
So let's not just know this game six. Let's play like a game seven. So when things got tight, we like, yo, we're right here. We keep knocking on that tree, keep knocking on the tree. Eventually, it's going to fall and be in our favor.
Michael Porter Jr. scored 22 of his 26 points for Denver in the first quarter. Damian Lillard topped the Trailblazers with 28 points and 13 assists. I'm Jim Bernard.
Denver will play Phoenix in the next round after the Suns eliminated the Lakers with a 113-100 Game 6 victory last night. It marks the first time in LeBron James's 18-year NBA career that his team has been eliminated in the first round. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.